fastest thing in the air. Swinging Radio England.
Oh, I say hello on you. Welcome out there to the Gary Stevens Show. It's Monday. You're on Swinging Radio England. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we go with Junior Walker and the All-Stars. How sweet it is. Much there, Junior. Thank you. Get out of here. Junior Walker and the All-Stars there, folks. That's called How Sweet It Is. Hey, you're on a Gary Stevens Show, Swinging Radio England. More exclusive coverage of the Beatles' American Tour coming up. And incidentally, we were present when the Beatles did something, a first in history for them. They had a junior press conference, not for regular accredited-type press, but a press conference instead for their fans. And you're going to hear just what New York City-type fans sound like and what kind of answers they got to some pretty pointed questions. And we'll have them right here on Radio England. Right here on my show, so stay by.
You get a positive charge here on Swinging Radio England.
Hello there. Hey, it's Monday. You're on the Gary Stevens Show. Nice to have you along. We got Supremes now. You can't hurry love, no matter how you try.
Matter how long it takes, but how many
You Can't Hurry Love there, the Supremes on the Gary Stevens Show. Swinging Radio England, super day to you. It's Monday. Nice to have you along. We go with the Critters, big follow up to Younger Girl. Here's Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Just a breeze will muss your hair when you smile away each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You realize beyond a care. Life's in a hurry, but you've got no worry. You're so mystified. Mr. Dyingly Sad. And when the leaves begin to fall, answering old winter's call, I feel my tears, they fall like rain, weeping forth the sad refrain. Blue, dark, and dim, Mr. Dyingly Sad. You say, take my hand and walk with me. Wave this land and stop the sea. Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Mr. Dyingly Sad. Mr. Dyingly Sad. Those are the Critters. And you heard that one first right here on the Gary Stevens Show from Swingin' Radio England. Hey, right now, it's Monday. Nice to have you along.
Swingin' Radio England. Where there's action.
Oh, do I have action for you. Hey, I'm Gary Stevens. Nice to be with you. Hey, hope you write to us. The address is 11 Argyle Street, London, W1. Right now, I'm going to play a new thing by the Four Tops. Reach out, I'll be there. The Four Tops, everybody. Reach out, I'll be there.
Down.
Hey, reach out, I'll be there. Those are the Four Tops. That's their new one. You heard it right here on the Gary Stevens Show from Swingin' Radio England. Nice to be with you. It's Monday afternoon. Let's twin spin. Picture me gone, Evie Sands. And here's Billy Stewart with Summertime, and living and loving is pretty easy there.
get a tear fall from your eye.
Oh, Billy Stewart, Summertime, and Livin' and Lovin' is pretty easy there. Hey, this is Radio England. Hi, I'm Gary Stevens. It's time for our personal pick to make it.
Let's look into the future time. Pick the tune that's gonna climb. Breaking with the sound of tomorrow. Swingin' Radio England.
Oh, I say that. Let me look at my crystal ball here. Oh, yeah, this is going to be some record. My personal pick to be a smash. Brand new by the Four Seasons. I'll play this for my super Sheila down there, Sheila Wood, my baby in London. Baby, I got you under my skin. Four Seasons, what a song. Under my skin. That stuff out of Four Seasons. They're new and our personal pick to be a smash this week. You're on the Gary Stevens Show. We're here in New York City and I got all kinds of hits for you. Hey, the Beatles on tour across the United States and Canada. And of course, my very good friend Bess Coleman is reporting for us exclusively here on Radio England. Here's a report from Toronto.
Yesterday in Toronto finished off just as it had started, completely chaotic. Things started to happen in the very early hours of the morning, soon after the Beatles' touring party had checked into the King Edward Sheraton Hotel. The place was surrounded by fans even at that hour. Some of the more enterprising ones had taken rooms in the hotel for the night, and having discovered that the boys were staying on the 8th floor, proceeded to spend the entire night ringing around every room on that floor in the hope of getting a Beatle out of bed and onto the phone. Not that this affected John, Paul, George, or Ringo. Their phone was off the hook. But to the rest of us on the same floor, it meant very little sleep. The phones were ringing every 5 minutes, and on being picked up, there would be a voice at the other end asking something like, "Excuse me, are you Ringo Starr?" By midday, the police were having to cope with a crowd of hundreds outside the hotel and inside the hotel. Outside, when things got a little out of hand, several policemen were knocked to the ground by the charging fans, and inside they were using every trick in the book in an attempt to get past the tight security guard on the Beatles' floor. But I think the price for ingenuity must go to one young Toronto girl who made it, even though it was only for a few seconds. She was caught coming down in the laundry chute, along with the morning's laundry. I'll have news about the Beatles concert at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto in a later report. And in the meantime, that's the latest from Toronto.
Thank you very much. Bess Coleman, my good friend out there, reporting exclusively here in England on Radio England. And we'll hear from Bess again shortly. Also, don't forget, we're going to have exclusive coverage of the Beatles. This is the first thing in history for them. The Beatles Junior Press Conference, which was held in New York City. The first time they've ever had a press conference just for their fans. And we'll have excerpts, questions, and answers. And I know you're going to dig it, so don't go no place.
You'll find the fun. Radiates around. Swinging Radio England.
Now I say, why, if it isn't the newest of the new by the Temptations, called Beauty, My Bird, is Only Skin Deep. Mind if I touch?
Ooh. So we're love sad as could be, 'cause a pretty face got the best of me. Suddenly, you came into my life and gave it meaning and beauty life. Now the looks I've learned to do without, 'cause now I know it's love that brings it out. I do. About you.
Skin Deep. Those are the Temptations, everybody. On a Gary Stevenson from Swingin' Radio England. Back to Bess Coleman, who's traveling around the country. That is the country of the United States and also in Canada, because she's in Toronto as of today. She's traveling all over reporting on the Beatles. So let's switch out to Bess and get her exclusive Radio England report.
The two Beatles concerts at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto last night was something to be seen, to be believed. An estimated crowd of 14,000 flowed into the 18,000-seat garden for the first show, and there were even more for the second. As usual, love letters, flowers, and gifts were showered on the boys during their performances, but things got a bit dangerous at one stage during the second show, when a certain section of the screaming audience began to throw used flashbulbs at the four. And at one point, Paul McCartney narrowly missed having one of his ears removed by a passing pair of open scissors. Hardly any fans tried to rush the stage, however, much as though they might have wanted to. For a start, it was 5 feet off the ground, and secondly, there were just far too many police surrounding it. One teenage boy, however, did manage to get as far as Ringo's ankle, though he could have injured himself seriously in getting there. He scaled the fence in front of the seats above the stage, then dropped 20 feet down onto the ramp below, bringing down half the stage curtain with him. Luckily, all that happened was him being removed forcibly from the gardens. Between shows, the Beatles held a press conference, and things again got quite dangerous. Not that I can remember very much about it. As I tried to get into the room, so did hundreds of determined fans. I got pushed down onto the ground, was knocked out, then trampled on, and also lost a very expensive camera. Oh well, that's showbiz.
Hey, thanks, showbiz. Bess Coleman, I hope you make out better in your next city, Bess. She's going to be on later on tomorrow and throughout the week as we bring you highlights of the Beatles' North American tour. Last week's personal pick to be a smash. Right here on the Gary Stevenson of Radio England, where we do it to it every afternoon, 5 to 6. This is Bob Dylan's doing. You heard it first in the world on Radio England, Just Like a Woman.
Nobody feels any pain. everybody knows that baby's got new clothes. But lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl.
Just like a woman, Bob Dylan, our former personal pick to be a smash, and what a smash it's going to be. That's going to be a real bomb. That's so great. You heard it first in the world, right here on Swingin' Radio England. Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. That's me. Not with your mouth full. Don't sing, all right? There, will you? Not on the one. Don't sing.
Swingin' Radio England.
You get the idea. I'm losing control around here or something. That Roscoe Robinson, that's enough, baby. That's enough.
Wait until
Oh, baby, that's enough. Roscoe Robinson, everybody. Let's twin spin from Roscoe Robinson, and that's enough, to Stevie Wonder, Blowing in the Wind. And you're on the Gary Stevens Show. It shows you what you know there. It's Monday on Radio England. Take it easy if you're driving home. Nice to have you along. That's Stevie Wonder's big hit. Hey, you're on a Gary Stevens Show. This is Swingin' Radio England. It's Monday. I told you we had a special press conference, the first one in history here in New York City, for the Beatles to meet their fans face-to-face and answer questions from them. So listen right now as one of America's Beatle fans asks a question of one of the Beatles at that junior press conference.
I'm Ivor Weinberg from the Bronx, and I'd like to ask Paul and John how they get an inspiration for any song.
Like this. It just, you know, could be anything and anywhere.
That's how it sounded, and you'll hear more excerpts from it right here on Radio England as we take you right to a junior press conference. Beatle fans talking to Beatles. Bring back the time right now. B.J. Thomas.
Bring back the time when you were mine. Children were laughing then. I could hear a bluebird sing. Bring back the time I was finding you and all your beauty and all your charm. Of your arms. and we were walking by the shore forevermore. The world was ours, sunshine, flowers, and you. Back the time, that summer day, you said you'd marry me. Now I cry, but can't you see these teardrops in my eyes are just for you? Therefore we'd planned our whole lives through things we'll never do, things we'll never do. Bring back the time when you were mine. I wish I could bring back the time.
From Houston, Texas, Mr. B.J. Thomas has had himself a few hits there. That's called Bring Back the Time. Another hit for him. Hey, we were at that Beatles Junior press conference in New York City. First one in history. And here's some more of what it sounded like as American Beatle fans asked the Beatles some questions.
I'm Paula Reiner from Brooklyn, and I'd like to know what you think of the boys that followed you from the airport last night.
We didn't notice them.
The one...
Swinging Radio England.
How do you throw there? Hey, we'll feature. So I think you'll get a kick out of hearing what American Beatle fans sound like and what kind of questions they'll ask. So we'll repeat those things and have a whole bunch of them, matter of fact, throughout the entire week, right here on the Gary Stevens Show from Radio England.
In the town where I
was speaking
born,
of the devil, Shea Stadium, New York City, last night, over 50,000 Beatle fans. Here's Yellow Submarine.
And he told of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, we all live in a yellow submarine.
yourself down.
Hey, we're back with the trade winds.
Think of what you like.
Take a little mind excursion here.
Then take a look around. And if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a look on a dream. Put your cares on, stop running. Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine. Dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to life. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can
mind excursion. Those are the trade winds right here on Radio England. Hi, I'm Gary Stevens, my show for a Monday afternoon. Thanks very much for being here. Back at that Beatles Junior press conference, first one in history, here's an answer Paul McCartney gave somebody that he's never given anybody, no member of the press or anybody else, but he did give it to a fan, and it made history. Listen.
Xavier Rexeppi, New York City. Paul McCartney, are you going to get married with Jane Asher this year?
Hey! Woo-hoo!
I'm probably going to get married to Jane Asher.
Oh!
Hey! Swingin' Radio England, where the action is.
Donovan with Sunshine Superman. You just heard it from Paul. You know where you heard it, right here on Radio England, the Gary Stevens Show. Not Donovan does it, Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it.
With Sunshine Superman. Hey, you're on at Gary Stevens. Oh, this is Swinging Radio England. Don't forget to write to us. Love to hear what you think about the show. Right? Whoops. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, write to us at 11 Argyle Street. Me, Gary Stevens, 11 Argyle Street, London, W1. Back to the Junior Press Conference. First one in history with the Beatles.
I'm Joy Sides of Brooklyn. And I'd like to ask Paul when the whole group is going to make the next picture.
The next picture, we'll probably make it, I think, early next year. But at the moment, the man's writing a script, and it depends on the script, you know, when we make it.
Swinging Radio England, where the action is.
All right there. Shall we go to little Bobby Moore here? It's Searching for Love, Searching for My Baby.
Searching, 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 baby.
Searching for my baby, searching for love. That's Bobby Moore on Radio England. We're back at that Beatles Junior Press Conference. First one in history as American Beatle fans ask the Beatles questions that were on their minds. And here's another one.
I'm Denise Sarah to Brooklyn, and I'd like to ask John, is it true that he went around London in a gorilla suit?
No, that was a film called Morgan. I've got a gorilla suit, which I've worn about twice to frighten a few people, and it's too hot.
The fastest thing in the air, Swinging Radio England.
1, 2, 3.
Wilson Pickett.
1, 2, 3.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Potato,
say it one time.
Wilson the Picket there. That's called Land of a Thousand Dances. What a groovy sound that is. More from that Beatles Junior press conference held here in New York.
I'm Ellen Skolnick of Laurelton, and I'd like to know, do you mean all the lyrics that you write, or are they just funny, you know, just to be funny?
Oh, we mean them as lyrics, but I mean, you know, if we write We All Live in a Yellow Submarine, we don't really mean that.
You get a positive charge here on Swingin' Radio England.
Let's take it on out of here for a Monday afternoon with Chubby Checker. Hey, you little boogaloo. Chubby Checker, wrapping things up on the Gary Stevens Show here for a Monday. You've been a kick. Thank you so much. You're dismissed. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock right here. Don't forget, more direct highlights of the Beatles North American Tour and more highlights from that first in history Beatles Junior press conference where they were asked questions by a bunch of their American fans who got in to see him for about an hour or so. And you'll hear all that right here on the Gary Stevens Show as of tomorrow. See you then. Goodbye on you. Till then.
Swingin' Radio England, where there's action.